actually makes it easier for agencies to use these tools. Now, over the years, many have used them. We talked about it on your program a number of months ago that HUD is using YouTube, for instance. But this now really sets it up to say, if you and agency are going to use these tools, this is what you start with. This is your starting point. Sheila Campbell, who works in GSA's Office of Citizen Services, really says it opens the floodgates for agencies to really start using these Web 2.0 tools.
What these agreements allow us to do is to really leverage the power of social media to better serve the citizens. And it's great that agencies have already been dipping their toes in the water, but this will really unleash a lot more freedom for agencies to use these tools. And what's really exciting about it is that these new social media tools can really help agencies accomplish their mission. And what we're seeing with social media is that now the power is really in allowing people to interact with the content. It's really all about people sharing information with each other. And so there's some excellent examples of where agencies can use these tools to accomplish their mission. And so that's what we really see as what these agreements will allow us to do, is that agencies who already have a business case to use these tools will now have the legal footing to do it.
And that was Sheila Campbell, I assume, and she was talking about Web 2.0 tools. Is that who you interviewed on this, Jason?
It is. Yesterday, GSA held a big press conference with Sheila Campbell was part of it, Martha Doris, their general counsel, and they really just laid it out. This is what we did. We've been working on this for about 9 months. It was very interesting because this is something we've been following since January when we broke the story, and I think there's a lot of interest in the community.
And Jason, you said some agencies have already been using these tools. What about them? Are they now on a better legal footing than they were, or do they have to restart?
They definitely don't have to restart. And yes, they are on better footing. Martha Doris, who was the acting associate administrator for GSA's Office of Citizen Services, suggests those agencies work with their legal counsel and their web managers first to implement this new template. Do they have to implement the new template? No, they don't. In fact, Mark Etner is the general counsel of GSA, and they warned, hey, these new agreements are just more defensible.
In that new agreement, and these typically are very short agreements, we included a provision that indicated that this new agreement, supersedes all prior agreements that the agency may have entered into.
Yeah.
And we are aware that there some agencies have entered into arrangements before this time. And we expressly indicate that the so-called click-through agreements, these are the agreements that whenever you sign up, I'm sure you've all seen this, whenever you sign up for a social media provider, you first have to promise and agree to terms and conditions. Typically, people don't click on the actual document because it tends to be 15 or 20 pages. They ought to. But what this new agreement does essentially is correct any problems of the past by saying it supersedes any prior agreement, including any prior click-through agreement. So it's a way for agencies right now to get on firmer footing and go forward on that basis.
And that's Mike Etner, general counsel with GSA, who says the new agreements are more defensible. And so, Jason, tell us more. Is this something that agencies you think will hop on right away?
I think it's going to be a combination of things. I think those agencies that are already using the tools, they definitely will continue to use them. Others, it's all about the business case. I mean, that's what GSA stressed time and again. You know, don't just use the tools to use the tools. If you need them to meet your mission, then you should use them. And here's a good starting point to using those tools. And it's interesting because Sheila Campbell, again, from GSA, laid out she gave some wonderful, you know, examples of who's using the tools and how they're using them.
There's some great examples of agencies who have used these tools not only to help create a sense of how to use these tools to create better interaction between the government and citizens, but also to help citizens accomplish sort of their basic core government tasks. So just a few examples of what agencies have been doing is Social Security Administration has some great videos to help people step through the process of to see whether they're eligible for various benefits. EPA has some great consumer-related videos to help people understand what they can do to help save the environment. CDC recently used Twitter and Facebook to get the word out about the recent peanut recall. And the Library of Congress has been using Flickr to share their vast holdings of photos, because they realize that not everyone's going to go to the Library of Congress website, but millions of people are going to Flickr. So there's some great examples of how agencies have already stepped their toes in the water. And these legal agreements just give us a little bit more freedom to really sort of open the floodgates to make more happen.
And that was Sheila Campbell of GSA, and she was instrumental in working this agreement. And Jason, it took them quite a number of months to get to this point, didn't it?
It did, and I asked that same question, Tom. I said, so what took so long? I mean, if these aren't that complicated, if these are really some basic things. And in fact, they said, you know, there's a lot of back and forth between GSA, the government, and the these commercial sites, YouTube, Flickr, et cetera. And one of the things they said was, when we first started, we really had to get into the details and figure it out. But as we moved forward, it got a lot easier. And in fact, in the last month, they made a new agreement. And one of these four, they didn't say which one, but they said that was a lot easier. And going forward, they're looking at MySpace, Facebook, Ning, which is a social networking site that allows us to create, for instance, our own social network. And that's the next three on tap. And those should be a lot quicker, more easier to put together.
And so there's a lot of interest already in agencies that look like they want to get to this now that they have this agreement.
There is. One of the things GSA said was 17 agencies have already expressed interest in using this new template. And, in fact, if you go to webcontent.gov, you can really see and click on the social media section. You can see just which agencies are using these Web 2.0 tools. And it's really it's also, you know, GSA is doing several other things, including bringing on, like, for instance, if you go to YouTube and you find a federal government video, you'll find just that one video.
And
what GSA hopes to do in the future is bring everything, for instance, maybe on a federal channel just on YouTube, so you can get all the federal government stuff. And then when agencies do upload the video, GSA, for instance, will have a box next to it that can control the content around that video. So if there's other links they can send it to, other videos that are related, you're not going to get the non-related, non-government videos that are that may be related in some way.